everybody! Welcome to everyone's favorite time of the week! That's right! It's What Did I Order? Where the weirdness gets really weird, and things are always going unexpectedly. Now let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's Heath!
Welcome back to What Did I Order? This is your host, Heath, aka Ordering Toys on Instagram. That's right. I am so glad you're back, and we are going to be having a lovely day discussing random events in the news, some toys, upcoming toys, and guys, please forgive my little friend over here, as I am being joined by one of our cats, and recording this. It's hard enough just to do that voice. We're going to have a good fucking time here. I think some stupid shit happened this week. We're going to really dive into it. Get deep in there. Like, I'm going to be touching your loins. You're going to be all about it. That's how deep I'm going. Probably not. It's going to just be like a... Oh, what did we always call it back in the day? Credit card. You just swipe your fingers down the dude's cheeks. I think that might be one of the reasons that, like, I don't, like... care about homosexuality. And now the more and more I think about it, we did some things that were very questionably not heterosexual in high school. A lot of butt grabbing, a lot of dick tapping, a lot of groping. Does that still go on? Do kids do that? I feel like kids are soft these days. Nevertheless, hit the static. You know, it feels like been raining death around here, but just going to go ahead and send out a shout out to the late, great Jimmy Buffett. 76 years old. I mean, singer, songwriter, you know a Jimmy Buffett song. Like, I mean, guy's been, you know, recording artist for what? The 1960s, 1970s, his whole beach bum country vibe has gone on to inspire a genre that other people copy. His marketing, like, I mean, come on. The dude has Margaritaville Hotel and casinos. I mean, the dude is, at this point in time, Americana is Americana. Country music about being a beach bum. Was I the biggest fan? It's not really my thing, but mad respect for a guy that, you know, created a niche, really, and was his own thing. So, Jimmy Buffett, rest in peace, partner. You definitely blaze your own trail, and... think everybody needs to go find a little salt shaker. So stop me if you've heard this one before, because I am blown away by this. Apparently, getting shot is just a hazard of being a school teacher in this day and age. Let that sink in. In the United States of America, in 2022, it is just a accepted hazard of the job of being a school teacher that you could get shot. I'm not going to get into being pro or anti Second Amendment. I'm not going to get into all that. Whatever your stance on that one is, just realize that in certain parts of this country, a school teacher has a higher probability of getting shot than a police officer. Not that I want police officers to get shot. I actually want fewer Americans killing other Americans. But yeah, this Virginia school teacher was shot by a 6-year-old student. And pretty much her, what was it? She had a workers' comp claim that the school denied. So hence, she asked why, and they're like, it's just a standard job hazard. So she got shot in the hand and the side by a six-year-old. Have we all lost our fucking minds? Good Lord. You know, every so often, you can sign up to support a Kickstarter. You'll get emails of things like, hey man, you supported this, so maybe you'll support this. And I got a little notification on the Codex Volume 1, a post-apocalyptic graphic novel. And just the art styling of this one looks pretty cool. As of today's recording, we have 10 days to go. Still needs a little less than $3,000 backing. But I will give you the old synopsis here because I thought it was very interesting. Join Tansky, Anna, Conrad, and Ace as they travel the wastelands of, don't know that word, encountering eldritch beasts, nomadic mercenaries, and a marauding warlords on their voyage to unveil the mysteries of the Codex. A grim lord of evil forged through the destruction of Darmok, the ancient demon. Right on. I'm probably going to toss them money to back this on for a digital copy, but if you guys are interested, definitely check it out. There's a digital, soft cover, hard cover, limited Gridmore edition, retailers. I mean, we're going all the way up the shebang and bank here. But yeah, just the artwork and just that, that sounds interesting to me. Why not? So I'm enjoying this season of Fortnite a lot more than I did the previous season of it. I'm not sure if you guys logged in, but last season it just felt like there wasn't a whole lot of changes. You got like the swampy Amazon area added to the map, but right now we're keeping that area, but they replaced three locations with these giant mansion like hotel rooms that have giant vaults in them, and you can work your way through. There's different security measures. There's security guards. There's like vault keepers that you have to eliminate to get the key to get into the vault. Most of the time, the vault, you can get what would be previously considered a vaulted weapon, something that hasn't been used in the game. You smash it out. You can only grab one, but there's generally a couple options. Then you have that for the rest of the game. Pretty fun. Some good looking skins. Nothing crazy that's coming to mind. But I'll tell you, the first skin that you get as soon as you buy the battle pack, it's like, okay, it kind of looks like a new version, maybe a KO Jonesy. But they, you know, so many of the sets have like a spray. So when you tag the wall or the ground or something like that, and some of them is like a logo, a symbol. His was actually him. And between the pose and the art style they went to, I suggest you all go look it up. You can just go Fortnite, page one of the battle pass, or maybe it's page two, and see it's a spray paint. Literally made the guy look like the bad guy from the first Despicable Me movie. I can't unsee it. I've been laughing at every time I see it. But the last of the regular unlockable skins seems to be a vampire. So it's like a vampire that's in charge of all these fancy dancy gates. It's a new fish skin. It's kind of like a jacked up version of fish sticks, but completely different fish. I'm liking it. The suitcase gun that you can throw out is pretty sweet. New silence pistols, silence sniper rifles, two new shotguns. It's like a battering ram rocket, so you can actually use it to go through like the walls of places, or you can just use it to launch up in the air to get across the map a little faster. Really fun. I'm enjoying just the changes. The story's already interesting. We're working with some of the new skin characters on doing a heist. Been fun. Already a little bit of double crossing between some of the heist members. I can't wait to see more of this. If you guys have started playing, if you're not playing, it is what it is. But if you haven't started playing, but you want to start playing, you want to be surprised, but it's not really a surprise because you see it as soon as you look at the Battle Pass page. Secret skin for this chapter or this season. Ahsoka. Can't wait. I'm excited. I just find stuff online, and I'm sure I've seen pictures of this before, but I don't recall. So, we'll just say this one right now. The Cyberzoic Kickstarter. Looks like guys, dinosaur people with sci-fi technology, they're going to be riding dinosaurs? Kickstarter, like I said, is going live in a little less than a month, or a little away from a month. One of the stretch goals in the campaign starts October 10th. There's no pricing available for these, but super cool. 112 sale dinosaurs. It's a holiday weekend here in the United States of America, and got asked to be in a wedding, so we went out to North Carolina for a wedding. And man, it's crazy. It's like an almost 3-hour flight, but it's a 2-hour flight when you realize that you're changing time zones. No, you're going ahead. Oh, I'm not going to get into that one. Sorry, confusing. Land in Charlotte. Charlotte's beautiful. Eat in Charlotte. End up going up to a different town because the wedding was technically in a venue that was on a mountain in between North Carolina and South Carolina. Beautiful view. Ended up going back to the now newlyweds, B&B, eating, cooking, having a good time for most of the day because it was a sunrise wedding. Beautiful. Watching the sun come over these mountains. I don't care. They could have been sitting there saying, I do not, and I do not, and get into a fist fight. I probably wouldn't have noticed the actual wedding ceremony because I was sitting there looking at this beautiful view, and I'm just like, wow. Just to see the sun come up over these Carolina mountains. And then I was like, I bet there's people hidden off in these trees that I can see somewhere away from here that are making some of the best moonshine I'll never have. Bam, ding, 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 ding. But we ended up going up to, the Beltmore? Giant fucking mansion. Just ridiculous. Beautiful. Did the tour for that. Walked the grounds and out of the, like, I want to say it's like 1,000-acre property. We saw animals. We saw the gardens that they had curated and brought stuff in from other continents. It's crazy. We ate at a couple different restaurants, but when I get a B&B, personally, I like to just get there, grab some food. That way, I can just cook, and I'm not sitting there like, how tired am I going to be, yada, yada, yada. I know I'm going to eat so many meals out when I'm on a trip, so if I can control and just make my own food at some point in time, regardless of how healthy or unhealthy it is. I just like that ability. So we did that. Honestly, I'm going to say this right now. Looked up a couple of different restaurants that we went to, all of them with multiple, four plus stars, across like over 1,000 reviews. Didn't hit a restaurant that hit the taste buds whatsoever. Not gonna lie. But it was a great trip. Beautiful wedding. What's that? The Belmont? Something like that. It's a beautiful mansion. We enjoyed that one. And then Sunday before our flight, we went to a kid science place that was having a giant History of Marvel display, starting off from, pre-Stan Lee developing of the comic books into the movies. Just beautiful. And just seeing some of the stuff was awesome. Then we hop on the plane, and we are 15 minutes out from Dallas. We're going to land in Dallas. We're then going to drive back into the woods where we live. Plane starts shaking. We see the lights come on. Guys, due to bad weather, we're going to Austin. I don't have a car in Austin. I don't want to fucking go to Austin. Austin's farther away than Dallas is from my home. It is what it is. Land in Austin. Pretty much they refueled, let us sit there, and found us a gate. And then we were in Dallas. So, some turbulence getting into Dallas. It was still some bad weather, but not what it had been. I mean, apparently the straight line winds were just knocking trees over, you know, when we were in the air. So yeah, not something you want to ride a plane into. But yeah, overall, pretty good trip. Didn't get home until midnight last night. And then the baby woke up. You know, baby Seamus had been asleep on the ride. Super excited to be home. Walked into his room, started playing with toys. Like, we didn't bring a carry-on of toys for him to play with. Ungrateful. And so we went ahead and put everything up last night. I'm not sure about you guys, but I'm one of those slobs. I'm like, I'll finish putting it up tomorrow. Just let me get out the few essentials I need out of this thing, and I'll put the rest of it up tomorrow. Nah, we're like, shit, just might as well let the kid play for a little bit. And yeah, we let him play for an hour as we finished getting everything unpacked, you know, between two children, four adults, the car seats, and everything like that. Not to mention the accountant is an overpacker. But yeah, it was a good trip of all, you know, all said and done. So sometime last month, got into talking, and there was the Articulate Icon line, which we're waiting on them for the skeletons that are pretty cool, but they did say that they were going to start doing pre-orders and doing ninjas from their colored set. Not to mention they are now doing the pre-orders for the Ninja Scrolls up. But the first pre-order was going to be for their basic red ninja, which is a great ninja. Didn't fun. We found that out. The pre-order for the Ninja Scroll hasn't been up yet, but they're doing daily updates, and it seems like things are going a little bit better, because this morning they posted up that as of right now, tooling is not funded, projection is funded, freight is funded, and fulfillment is funded based on MOQ. Oh no. So, just a couple days in, it looks like the Ninja Scroll figures are off to a better start. That being said, they did reveal an image, and it's one of the ninja bodies. I think it's with like the samurai torso, because it's open, showing off a little bit of skin. But it's a red demon called the Consumed. Going to be three different heads here. One with longer horns and like the horns sticking out of the mouth of an eye. Then a very similar head with shorter horns on the head and it coming out of the mouth. And less of a yellow and more of a bone from what I'm seeing here. Tone to those. And then a skull with a design on the forehead. There's going to be kind of open gripping hands, like splayed out karate hands, holding hands, fist hands, a scarf, two katanas, the, it's not a baseball bat, but like that, samurai bat with like the dills on it, and then one of the, staffs with the, blade on the end. I think this looks beautiful, and, the red on this looks to be matching up with that arm pack that they have. So, might be something like you pick up one of those arm packs for $4. I think they're on sale right now. Get one of these and you, or get three of these and you can have three different figures with these skulls and look a little different utilizing those arm packs. Or I just shut up. Who knows? But either way, they indicated that the pre-order for this one will go up in October. Can't wait to be a fan of that one. Well, a teacher suing for getting shot, where another teacher's getting fired and arrested for taking shots. Okay, maybe she wasn't taking shots, but yeah. Information came out about a teacher acting odd throughout the day. And a lot of co-workers were getting concerned, and finally they called in the teacher to the principal's office. And what they discovered was this teacher was teaching drunk. Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things where when you watch the video, you can tell that the woman needs help, and she's indicating that she's getting help. But an Oklahoma teacher, fuck, I wish I hadn't even said that one. You guys know I pick on Oklahoma as a joke, but apparently, fuckery just happened in Oklahoma. Not hating on this woman. She has an issue. She indicates that she's getting help. But yeah, she's a third grade teacher. She's been arrested for drinking on the job throughout the day. A few things that concern me. She was confronted at 3:20 p.m. when there had been suspicions all day. That's not acceptable. There are children in there with a person that's not only a teacher, but is also supposed to be supervising their safety. This person's drunk. That's endangering children. I'm not okay with that one. But, yeah, just, that one hurts me. I kind of hate this whole situation. But, yeah, 53 ended up blowing a .24. Now, if anybody's unfamiliar with, like, blowing to indicate what your blood alcohol level is, .08 is drunk. She blew a .24. Let's do the math. That's three times the legal limit. She was three times more than what it would take for somebody to be considered drunk. And nobody pulled this woman out of the classroom. They just thought she was acting odd. Now, she was in fucking danger in herself and her students. It's kind of unacceptable of all these people to let this go all day. What, was there not money in the budget for a substitute teacher to come in on a half day? Principal can't go in there and hold shop? Fuck. DC Multiverse! The old Todd father at it again. Alright, images this week. Target exclusive Supergirl. Beautiful. I sit there and I look at this, and all I can think of is like, this is just what that classic Supergirl look should be. I mean, yeah, rubber skirt, but it does look like this is a cloth cape from the pictures. This is a gold label. Long sleeve suit. It looks like there's a little bit of a butterfly. I can't really see into the legs, but maybe, yeah, double joint, basic toe articulation, face looks solid. Go Toddy. And then from the Injustice 2 game, you're getting Brainiac. This Brainiac almost seems a little too, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Darkened up. I almost think that this one could go on without so much detail filling on there, but it is a solid sculpt. And, you know, this Brainiac looks like a jackass. Gonna get an Injustice 2 Eradicator. I'm sorry, that's Superman. For some reason, the Injustice armored looks just make me think of Eradicator. But this is Superman. He does have that weird around it. Like, why is Superman trying to protect his jaw? That's every time I see this suit, that's what I'm thinking. Like, why is Superman protecting his jaw? Gotta protect your neck. He listens to Wu-Tang. McFarlane Toy Store exclusive Batman vs. Omega 2-pack gold label. Both re-releases on these figures. With the Omega, instead of the masthead, you're getting an unmasked gray buzz cut, demented alternative world Bruce Wayne. I think I was able to encapsulate all that with my eloquent use of words. And then we're getting a Batman. A little beat up. Got some blood coming down. Nothing bad. Accessories won't be anything too crazy. But yeah. Pretty cool rider. I'm assuming that if you've played video games anywhere over the last 15 years, you've heard of Bethesda Studios. Bethesda Studios gave us Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, and most recently they've come out and have released, Starfield? I believe Starfield. And like most Bethesda games, very ambitious, very big worlds, very much a lot of story to tackle. And very fucking buggy at launch. I got caught some bug like an hour and a half into New Vegas, and I did not save far enough back, got screwed, stopped playing the game altogether. That's how it happens. But Fallout 3, it was one of the greatest games of all time. Love that game. But yeah, they've come out and they've stated that, you know, clearly they're going to work on the bugs, but, you know, it's nothing really to be ashamed with, because these bugs are just going to give players a more unique, individual gameplay experience. And I call fucking bullshit on that. Dude, fucking say we're sorry, a few things slipped by, here are the patches. We bad, sorry. I'm trying to feed people fucking this horse shit and call it rain. Now, what's not going to be horse shit is we have found out joining the cast of actors and actresses on the upcoming Rocksteady Suicide Squad video game. Is it being made by Rocksteady? I don't know. I'm speaking out of my mind. I'm looking it up right now. Yep, Rocksteady. We have found out that a man with a noticeable sweet tooth will be voicing Killer Shark. Yep, Mr. Samoa Joe will be doing the voice of King Shark. Yeah, the same guy that was the body of Sweet Tooth in Twisted Metal and is a all-time wrestling great of the last 25 years, wrestling all over the world in multiple organizations, that fucking Samoa Joe. I'm excited. I can't think that I've played a lot of the Arkham games outside of the first two, but this looks like it could be fun, multiple play styles, and if we're going to be back in Samoa Joe, why not? I wonder if we're going to get anywhere in there. You know, you can go into some like blood mode and you start hearing people chanting in the game that Shark King's going to kill you. Old Samoa Joe reference from the early 2000s if you need to go look it up. So this one, let's get into this one. I'm going to start this one off by saying this right now. If half the stuff that's come out is true, I agree with the termination of CM Punk from the All Elite Wrestling Company. That being said, apparently people in that locker room have been fucking with the dude for the last couple years, or the entire time he's been in there. From going to dirt sheets and complaining, making up rumors about him, he's called him out, led into a big fight that we talked about almost a year ago. Where he said, if you have a problem, come find me. A couple of the guys came in, and nothing's been solid release, but we knew that CM Punk had gotten injured during his match and was basically a one-armed man. It ended up him and his buddy, who is not a tough guy, or is not a wrestler, beat the shit out of those 3 to 4 people that barged into his locker room. That's right, a one-armed man and his buddy beat the shit out of 3 to 4 dudes. So, yeah. Came back, obviously, there being issues all over the place. The TV network that they work for offered them a Saturday show, and they're like, yeah. And the show was like, we think we'd want this punk guy on here. He draws ratings. So they do. And a couple of weeks ago from now, you know, it's been very much him kind of keeping the people that he wants to work with on that brand, and the people that don't want to work with him aren't on that brand. But a couple weeks ago, this turd nugget said, like, the directors and the producers came and got Punk, and they're like, hey, the CEO has not approved him to use real glass in the segment. Can you come talk to him? So after multiple people told this guy, you can't use glass. You can't use real glass. This is pro wrestling. It's fake. Fictional fighting. And you're wanting to use real fucking glass, you fucking moron. They had to have CM Punk come out there and get involved and call him pretty much an idiot for wanting to use real glass and fake fighting. Well, last Sunday was AEW's biggest pay-per-view to date, held at Wembley Stadium. It is being noted as the largest pain gate in professional wrestling history. Yeah. And nobody was really talking about the card afterwards. Because apparently, during the pre-show to the pay-per-view, Jack Perry and another wrestler used a car and busted each other up on the windshield. Jack Perry looked into the camera and said, now that's real glass. Go cry me a river. Jack Perry loses this fake match, walks into the back. The next match up on the card is CM Punk versus Samoa Joe. And multiple reports came out. I'm not going to say any one way is the real way, but I'm going to give you the gist of what my information has come to. One way stated that Jack Perry got in Punk's face and bumped him. Punk choked him out. I've read that Punk asked Perry if he had a problem, led to some pushing started by Punk. Punk choked him out. And there's also one where Punk went and looked for Perry and choked him out. What's not being disputed in this one is apparently Jack Perry got punked out. And if I haven't brought this up, if you didn't know, Jungle Boy Jack Perry is Luke Perry from 90210's son. So the fact that I'm telling you there's like three or four different versions of the story and they all ended with him getting choked, please realize this is a rich kid that's probably never actually been in a physical confrontation because of his daddy. Which isn't, I'm not saying that's a problem, but when you instigate a situation on television and then your receipt is just you getting choked out, I hope everybody knows he got off light. You know, CM Punk was 0-2 in his UFC career, but I promise you, there's a lot of people that wouldn't have made it to 0-0 in the UFC. You have to have skill to be in there. The guy's been trained by the same guy that has trained many, many of UFC champions. Just because he lost two matches doesn't mean CM Punk is, you know, a shove over or a bitch when it comes to fighting. Well, they both get suspended. And over the last week, different reports are saying this guy saw this, this guy saw this. Apparently Punk tried to fight this guy. Then that guy came out and was like, that's factually not correct. Me and Punk weren't arguing. We weren't attempting to fight. We were joking around. I was checking on him after his match. Never threatened to fight me. And yada, yada, yada. Well, after a week of this investigation, it comes out, Punk is at fault. They fire him. And now everybody's up in arms. And I'm just going to say this. It sucks because CM Punk was a really good talent. Maybe he wasn't as good as he once was, but he was still good on the mic and he could still do a lot in the ring. Without Punk being there, I'm not going to be that guy that's like, oh, I'm not going to watch this program anymore. But I wasn't watching enough as it was. Most of the time I was fast-forwarding just to see Punk because I don't have time in my life for a three-hour Raw, a two-hour SmackDown, a two-hour AEW on Wednesday, and then an hour on, or 2 hours on Saturday. It's way too much fucking wrestling. But if Punk's not going to be around, I'm just not going to watch that show. And I'm not hating on this AEW company because I'm a CM Punk fan. I want them to fail. I'm not interested if one of the wrestlers I want to watch isn't there. Now, Grant, with that being on the other side, I really like watching FTR. I think they're one of the best tag teams in the game today. I like this cat, Ricky Stark. They've got Chris Jericho, who he seems like he's become kind of an old douche, but at one point in time, he was my favorite wrestler, and he's still a top-time all-great talent. And, yeah, Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon. Daniel Bryan in the WWE. Guy is short. It's kind of like Rey Mysterio, but instead of Rey Mysterio taking a lot of punishment to fight up, Daniel Bryan would take some punishment, but was always constantly fighting. He was like a wrestler's wrestler type thing. Really good stuff. But I'm not saying I'm not going to be watching it, but my interest has waned a lot without CM Punk. But that is what it is. Yeah, I suggest you guys go look at it. Certain aspects of it really make me feel like Punk should have been fired. Other aspects of it sounds like they cut a few corners into this investigation to fire him, which I hope doesn't come back to bite them in the ass. You know what fucking pisses me off to no end? I enjoy watching a good video on TikTok, Instagram. Hell, sometimes when I'm feeling, a little squirrely, I'll get on Facebook. And you see somebody prepping something. And every time they finish cooking something in the video, they take a knife and they slide it down to get that overtly static sound to whatever they're cooking. I hate that. Why the fuck would you do that? It's like people who take a brisket right off the smoker, cut right in the middle, down the middle, and then squeeze all that juice out of it. I'm like, why'd you just spend time properly cooking a brisket to fucking ruin it? Not that, like, dragging a knife up and down, it's like, it just doesn't make sense that you're it's disgusting sounding. Maybe I have some sort of weird thing about, like, certain sounds. I don't know. And that is what we are going to call Wadio this week. Thank you to the Main Geek Out Show. Thank you to all the real life homies. Thank you to everybody listening to this. You guys are fan-fucking-tastic. You're champions. Hopefully most of you only have a 4-day work week this week and you didn't have to work Labor Day. But if you had to work at Labor Day, thank you very much. Thank you. My power's on. It's just going real for me. But if you were like me and you didn't have to, hope you got some rest. Because, yeah, it's wild out there. That was another thing that was a big culture shock about North Carolina. At that sunset, or that sunrise wedding, it was 52 degrees. I'm lucky if before the sun comes up, when I'm leaving my house, my dash says 72. We're not getting under the 80s many times anymore. It's been fucking hot. Until next time, you guys, keep positive. If you can't keep positive, find some help. If you want to, go ahead and head on over to the app that you're listening to this on. Give myself and the Geek Out Show a 5-star rating. And just tell them, put it in there. Wadio. That's W-D, or capital W, capital D, lowercase I, capital O, question mark. Just put Wadio in there. You got this. Until next time, thank you guys. Wadio. No, what is it? And I would do anything for Wadio.